Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Two men facing leadership challenges dominate the front pages today, those men being Micheál Martin and Keir Starmer. I'll come to Micheál Martin first. It's the main story on the front of the Irish Examiner. His Fianna Fáil TDs want him gone, apparently. A solid majority of Micheál Martin's Fianna Fáil colleagues, surveyed by the Irish Examiner, believe he should stand down as party leader by the end of the year, with Jim O'Callaghan and Dara Cleary emerging as front runners to take over as leader. According to this Examiner survey, we're talking here at the end of the year now, Micheál Martin going by then seems to be the general consensus among TDs, senators and MEPs. They reckon that Micheál Martin should be allowed to do the EU presidency for the next 6 months. That runs till the end of December, and then he should skedaddle off and have to leave immediately after that. According to the survey, the Examiner conducted a sample of the party over the past week, and they spoke to 51 of the 70 members of the Fianna Fáil parliamentary party. 59% of them want to see a change of leadership immediately after the EU presidency. The Times of London then, looking at Keir Starmer, says Andy Burnham will seek a coronation this week as he attempts to become Prime Minister by September in time for the Labour Party conference. So basically Andy Burnham wants to have a nice sort of summer and get ready and then take over casually then as Prime Minister in September without any leadership race. Keir Starmer had been saying that he was going to fight any leadership challenge, but then he spent the weekend in the sunshine and checkers, and now it looks like his wife maybe perhaps has told him it's time to bow out gracefully for your legacy. All the media in the UK reckoning he's on the brink of resigning today or setting out some sort of roadmap. So over the summer, so announcing today I'll be gone by September. But Andy Burnham wants a coronation. He doesn't want anyone challenging him. So I don't know what that means for Wes Streeting, who also wants to be Prime Minister and Labour leader. Irish Independent, buyers shun doer-uppers amid high renovation costs. Home buyers are dodging doer-upper second-hand homes and opting instead for ready-to-go properties because they're worried about high renovation costs and the lack of availability of tradespeople. That's a new survey from REA, their average house price survey, showing a two-tier second-hand property market. So the walk-in homes doing very successful. Homes in need of work, buyers are just not bothered to get them because they think it's going to cost too much money. And also, can I say, a lot of people don't want to do any work in their home. I see this the whole time. I saw someone recently who was looking to hire someone with a power washer. I mean, nothing gives me greater pleasure than going out with a power washer into the garden. It's very relaxing, but people want to hire people to do this. Also, I've seen before in WhatsApp groups, people looking to hire an electrician to change a light bulb in the bathroom. So people don't want to spend the money on the renovation costs, and they certainly don't want to do the work themselves, it would seem. The Irish Daily Mail on the front page has an exclusive. God, we're only in June and we're talking about the budget every day. I saw some of the Sunday papers yesterday banging on about the budget as well. Just let us have our summer, please. But anyway, the Mail front page today has an exclusive, because apparently the budget is done, or some part of it is done. Workers will be able to earn €1,000 a week before they pay the 40% top rate of tax under new plans. Budget 2027 will see Finance Minister Simon Harris on the hunt for a legacy, apparently, and he wants this sort of big new strategy on tax. Fine Gael leader Simon Harris has remained coy over his key plans, but one of the plans apparently is to ensure that no one earning less than €1,000 a week will pay the higher rate of tax. But sure, then the cost of living will eat up any of that savings, so I'm not sure if people will notice it. The Irish Sun, our hearts are broken for Tadhg. The death of a teenage rally fan has left a cloud of grief across Donegal. This is Tadhg Callaghan Carter, aged just 15, who died after being hit at the Donegal International Rally around 5 p.m. on Saturday. And our hearts are broken is the quote there from Sinn Féin TD, the local TD, Pearse Doherty. And of course, we had that other news emerging yesterday from County Mayo, just outside Ballina there, of a young boy dying in a crash too. Inside the papers, it looks like Dublin is going to get this tourism tax that we've been talking about for quite a while, because the Minister for Housing, James Brown, says he has no difficulty with powers being given to cities who want to introduce a tourism tax. Now, the hoteliers won't be happy with this, because they think that this will put tourists off coming to a city if you've to pay a tourist tax on top, obviously, of the high prices that the hotels themselves are charging. They don't mind charging the high prices, but they don't want to charge the tourism tax on top of it, presumably. But this nightly levy is something that you do see in other cities right around the world. Many European cities have this tourism tax. Fianna Fáil has a motion in the Seanad this week calling on the government to advance legislation so that councils would be allowed to bring in a visitor levy. And Minister James Brown, who would be in charge in this area, says he's no issue with the councils enforcing this themselves if they feel they want to do it. That's in the Irish Times. Obviously, a lot of talk in the papers about the weather. The Irish Independent has pictures of people swimming at the 40-foot in Sandy Cove in Dublin yesterday. And temperatures are going to rise on Thursday to 30 degrees, according to Met Éireann. And we're going to have tropical nights, which will make for muggy and uncomfortable sleeping conditions. So while the daytime will be nice and warm, nighttime is going to be kind of challenging for some people. It's going to be humid and muggy. And also we could have some thunderstorms on Thursday as well as lots and lots of sunshine. Wednesday is going to be the warmest night this week, so just so you're prepared for that. And then on Thursday, temperatures of over 30 degrees are possible, and it's going to be very warm and humid. And then from Friday, just for the weekend, it changes and it gets colder. Dinner parties, people no longer like going to them. Not a thing that younger people really do anymore is dinner parties. The Sun says that the dinner party is at risk of dying out, as two-thirds of young people call them old-fashioned. 63% of Gen Z think formal entertaining is outdated. A quarter of 18 to 30-year-olds want seating plans scrapped, and a fifth find three-course meals a thing of the past. They also don't like candlesticks and prawn cocktails, according to this new survey in The Sun. And final story comes from the Times of London, and it's about perfume. I thought no one had any money anymore with the cost of living, but apparently people have money for perfume, because sales of perfume are rising sharply. Shoppers are embracing niche brands. They're building fragrance wardrobes. And this is a new one on me. They're experimenting with layering different perfumes to create a scent of their own. So now people aren't buying one perfume, they're buying two or three and layering it for a very special smell. Sales at Selfridge's Fragrance Hall on Oxford Street in London are up 20% on last year. Demand is increasingly being driven by shoppers seeking individuality rather than the reassurance of familiar luxury brands. Read more about that in the Times of London. I would have to say I got a new aftershave for €30. It's the one from Zara with Jo Malone, and I've never got as many compliments. So you don't have to spend a lot of money on your fragrances, but maybe we all need to layer now with our fragrances. More about that, as I say, in the Times. Those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.